We're going to go to Israel next. Almost a day into a ceasefire in their war in Gaza, 90 Palestinians, mostly women and children, have been released from Israeli prisons after three Israeli women were released by Hamas yesterday. Palestinians have been returning to where their homes used to be, in many cases to find whole neighbourhoods reduced to rubble. Edmund Heafy is with us. He's our deputy foreign editor and he's in Tel Aviv this morning. Edmund, we've been talking already about what's happening in the US today, and Donald Trump has very much claimed credit for the ceasefire, writing on his Truth Social platform that it could only have happened as a result of his election victory. How has that been viewed in Israel? Are Israelis grateful for his involvement?
Well, my sense, Gavin, is that Israelis very much think that Donald Trump is the one who got this deal over the finish line. I thought it was striking that when I was in Jerusalem on Saturday night, at the entrance to the city is what's known as the Jerusalem Quartz Bridge. There was a huge banner on the side of a building with Donald Trump's face on it. And he's pointing on the banner and the text beneath him says, BB, end this war, referring, of course, to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, there were two dueling protests that night in Jerusalem for and against the deal. And even the very liberal people I interviewed at the pro-deal protest were wearing red Donald Trump MAGA-style hats with the words, end this effing war on them. Now, of course, the Biden administration will say that this ceasefire agreement very, very closely resembles the proposal that Joe Biden announced last May. And that's true. But I think even they accept that Donald Trump's threats and that there would be hell to pay if there was no deal were crucial to getting everyone on board.
Edmund, you spent much of yesterday at Hostage Square in Tel Aviv. What can you tell us about the mood and reaction there? How are Israelis feeling about the ceasefire and the hostage deal?
Yes, Gavin, for months, Hostage Square has been a place of grief and anger at the Israeli government. But I think for much of yesterday, it was definitely a place of hope. Those tears of anguish became tears of joy when everyone was watching the big screen as Hamas handed over those three female hostages to the Red Cross. There were cheers and hugs, but look, I think the mood there was still very somber and emotional. I spoke to a few people in Hostage Square who said there was definitely hope, but it's being tempered by the fact that this ceasefire will be a long, drawn-out process.
We come every week twice. Today is a happy day for the government, with the people that release the three women children is the start. We hope all the people come home quickly to the families. Nobody can understand how much the people suffer 1 year and more in the Hamas hand. And now we are happy that this is the beginning of a new generation, that Israel will never happen again.
I think people feel they are full of hope, but also in pain because the current things that happen can leave us only happy, but also sad for the ones that still left there and for the families that wait. But we have hope because these three women are hope for the next releases of the hostages. And we do what we can, like coming here and praying and being together. So this is my hope.
And Gavin, to emphasize that point, even if all 33 hostages are released in this phase of the deal, there will still be around 65 left in Gaza.
Overnight, the Israeli prison service said that 90 Palestinians had been released. We know the names of the people released by Hamas yesterday. Who are the Palestinians?
Well, Gavin, Hamas said in a statement shortly after their release that these 90 prisoners included 69 women and 21 teenage boys from the West Bank and Jerusalem. And this exchange is obviously directly related to the Israeli hostages being released from Gaza. Around 30 Palestinian prisoners are going to be freed. Israeli hostage that Hamas sends out of Gaza. And so this essentially was the first in a series of hostage for prisoner swaps that are set to take place over the next 6 weeks. And hundreds of Palestinians gathered last night near Afar prison in the Israeli occupied West Bank. The BBC spoke to one woman who was waiting for her sister to be released, and she had been detained for the last 7 months without charge.
I'm happy, I think. Confused a little bit because of what happened in Gaza, of course. The most important thing that they stopped the war in Gaza. Even if she wasn't released today, we're okay with it. But at least the war has been ended.
So this list of 1,000 prisoners includes many Palestinians like that woman's sister who are being held under what's known as administrative detention. And this is a highly controversial practice that allows Israel to imprison people indefinitely without trial based on undisclosed evidence. But Israel said that the list of 1,000 prisoners due to be released includes people they view as terrorists, including a prominent military commander from the second Palestinian Intifada or uprising, and then three men who were allegedly part of a Hamas cell whose bombings killed more than 30 Israelis. Gavin.
Edmund Heafy, our deputy foreign editor in Tel Aviv, thank you. And we'll hear from Gaza later in the programme.